You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Led Zeppelin, of course, as we all know now, were actually singing about investment bankers when they wrote that classic, Good Times, Bad Times. Carter Mack joins us right now from JMP Securities, a banker who knows of good times and bad times in the IPO market. And the IPO market's been very quiet lately, Carter.
Yes, it has. I'm hoping we're heading into some good times for the IPO market. It has been, and Carol mentioned, you know, we've had political uncertainty, and the market just started off slow, and it's remained that way up until now. But I would say that we're expecting a big uptick in volume of IPOs in September, October timeframe. And what's interesting about the market, it's the lowest volume of IPOs since right after the financial crisis in 2009. But it's actually the backdrop for IPOs is quite good. Volatility is extremely low right now in the marketplace, as we all know. The VIX is at 12. It's been that way for the last few months. Markets in general have been going up in the U.S., and the performance of U.S. IPOs has been spectacular. I mean, the average IPO that has actually come out this year is up 32% since pricing. And if you take out biotech, which is a pretty volatile sector, average IPO is up 45%. So investors that have played in the IPO space have made a lot of money.
Do you want that number to be very high? Doesn't one want that number to be not too high so the companies aren't leaving too much on the table, but the investors are intrigued enough to put their money in?
Right. Well, I think coming out of a pretty slow environment, I think underwriters are being pretty cautious about pricing. So they're setting ranges that are really realistic.
In other words, they want deals to get done.
They want deals to get done. And that you know, opens the IPO market and gets more companies into the pipeline and allows more companies to get out. So I think right now what you're seeing is really interesting high-growth companies coming to market, good companies. I think they're priced fairly, and I think investors have a chance to do quite well in buying some of these deals. And in this market environment where investment managers have generally underperformed, I think, you know, we're seeing – investors really clamoring to see IPO new issuance.
Hey, just hang on for a second, Carter. I just want to mention a headline crossing the Bloomberg terminal. This has to do with the troubled Italian lender Monte Paschi saying its CEO has agreed to step down. They've been really trying to figure out the turnaround plan for that bank. Mm-hmm. But the latest, we just have the CEO apparently stepping down. I just wanted to bring that to our Bloomberg listeners. You know what's interesting? Oh, I want to ask you, Carter, what about something like Twitter, which rumors on, off about what it's going to do. Do you see anything in 2016 for Twitter in terms of not Twitter? Did I mean Twitter?
Twitter, yes.
Yeah, I did mean Twitter in terms of an IPO.
I mean, it is interesting because it's a company with some sort of deep pockets from an IPO. They made the choice to go it alone only a couple of years ago in an IPO.
Yeah, I would guess Twitter's already been out talking to people confidentially, you know, looking for potentially someone to come in and buy that company. I don't have any great insight there, but I think if they were saleable right now, someone would have stepped in. I think they've got a lot of issues they need to fix, and the model seems to be broken. And so I don't have any insight into, you know, what might happen the rest of 2016, but it's a company that struggled as a public company.
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder, you know, you talk about what you're seeing in terms of expectations for, or what you're, I'm sorry, you're talking about your expectations for more activity in the IPO market as we reach the end of the year. And unlike previous years, thanks in part because of your hard work, we have the Jobs Act where you've got companies that are out there where the bankers know that they filed.
Yes.
JMP Securities might even know that they filed. But you guys can get a sense of they can start to go through some of the regimen. Do we know, like, on the other side, are you getting calls from funds and the like saying, hey, when are we going to see some new deals? When are there some roadshows going to start?
Yeah, I mean, we go out and talk to investors all the time, and you know they're eager to see new deal flow.
So what kind of deals are they looking for?
They're looking for high growth companies. I think, you know, there's been a lack of technology IPOs in the marketplace. I think there's been 10 tech IPOs so far this year, which is just historically really low, venture-backed deals. It's partly because those companies have been able to raise a lot of money in the private markets, haven't had to tap the IPO markets, have been uncertain about their valuation in the public markets. But, you know, you look at a company like Twilio, which we were involved with when they went public in June. That deal was up 92% on the first day. It's up 284% to date. Just a home run IPO as far as returns to investors. It was priced, I think, you know, fairly, and people really, you know, responded well to that offering. I think that says that there's a lot of demand for, you know, companies in the technology space that are, you know, growing at rapid rates. And we're going to see 5 or 6 deals that should launch in
September. To that point, that's a business, just for people who don't know, it's a software business, internet infrastructure sort of solutions, and they're doing $65 million a quarter, and they're growing about 70% year over year top line.
Yeah. I mean, that's a terrific growth story.
70% year over year top line.
That's a terrific growth story. Not every company can produce those kinds of numbers, but we have a number of companies coming to market, Trade Desk, Nutanix. There's a bunch in the tech space that I think are going to have good stories. They're going to be priced well, and I think that is going to create a little momentum in the market. Now, I don't think that we're going to see a massive volume of IPOs through the end of 2016 because we've got the election coming up. It's going to create some uncertainty. It's probably going to create a pause in the offering environment after you see this first run of IPOs in the fall. I do think that 2017 is setting up as a very good IPO market. I think there's a kind of backlog of deals that people have been waiting to take out. I think people are kind of waiting till post-election to get that uncertainty out of the marketplace.
They're just waiting for Uber.
And they're waiting for Uber. But, you know, 2017 will be a likely time that you may see companies like Uber and Airbnb.
Carol, if I were growing at 70% year over year, I'd be 11 feet tall by next year.
You would be indeed. Hey, Carter, when we talk IPOs, we understandably talk so much about tech, but, I mean, is there just kind of some plain vanilla IPOs that are kind of, you know, even more interesting? Just got about 30 seconds. Yeah.
I mean, the backlog's building in other areas. I think the tech names are definitely always kind of, you know, at the forefront because they're the more exciting growth stories. But actually, there's a number of private equity-backed companies that are looking to go to market. One of the bigger deals is Athene, which is an insurance company, private equity backed, that I think is going out with $1 billion IPO, which is a large IPO, not compared to Saudi Aramco, but
still
a large IPO.
They're just they're a little bit of an outlier, safe to say.
Yeah, no kidding. Carter Mack, thank you very much. Carter Mack, president of the JMP Group, focused on what's going on in the IPO market. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson in San Francisco, out west. Back east, Carol Masser. Number 103 studios. This is Bloomberg.